Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
All right, let's open up the text lines. Breezy, 585-252-9800. You can call or text if you feel the need to clear the air this morning.
Whether that be with people in your life or your own voices inside of your head.
That's right. Share them live on the air. Mine for today is senior discounts are not beneficial whatsoever. It's the young adults who should be getting discounts. There, I said it.
No, very
because
true.
Seniors have had their whole life to save money, figure out their finances. Right. You know what I'm saying? Young adults are in the most expensive part of their lives. College, saving for a home,
right?
Mortgage payments, child care costs, etc. We need junior discounts. You're welcome.
We do. I mean,
you take advantage of those so quick.
Easily.
You all would.
Easily. I mean, whether that be... I mean, I'm all about saving a buck, you know, I really am. So whether that be $5 off of a meal or 3 cents off of a can of rice.
That's what it is. And a lot of these restaurants, especially the ones on Park Ave, I'm telling you right now, you start introducing junior discounts instead of the senior discounts, your business is going to be booming.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're welcome. Let's go over to Diana.
What's up, Diana?
Diana says, natural eyebrows are more attractive than manicured ones. Ladies, I love you, but put the tweezers down. There, I said it.
I respectfully disagree. Disagree.
Hold on a second, because she might have a point here. You know, some ladies do need to put the tweezers down. The golden arch is not...
some need to pick it up. Helga with the unibrow, you got to get the tweezers. Oh, sorry, queen.
Have you met a lot of women with the unibrow?
Yeah. It's time to wax.
Because you do lashes, right? Do you do lashes?
Not anymore, but I did for a long time.
All right, so you saw some interesting things.
For sure. But I think it's very easy for women to go overboard with their appearance, whether that be them plucking their eyebrows or getting 10 syringes in their lips. but yeah. You become... You know the term like nose blind, you become like beauty blind to it. You can't really tell what looks good or not anymore because you're so far into it. If I ever get to that point, punch me in the face. You have full permission to punch me in the face.
I think I'll just sit down and have a conversation with you. We don't need to...
punch the filler right out of me. Thank you so much.
We don't need to punch each other.
Rebecca says, parents should not expect praise for the bare minimum. There, I said it. I've said this once, I'll say it again. The term daddy daycare makes me want to literally punch air.
Oh, I love daddy daycare. Now that's a good term.
Mom's the way, daddy daycare. Nope, you just are a father. You just have to watch your kid.
I never figured out why you're so triggered by that. You don't even have kids.
Because it's just like, it goes back to what Rebecca was saying. You should not.
So you feel
you
like,
should not get praise for doing the bare minimum for watching your kid.
Oh, so you think men are patting themselves on the back?
Yeah, daddy right. daycare. What? It's not mommy daycare when she's with them 20 out of the 24 hours a day. Ick.
Cynthia's got a good one today.
Cynthia.
Don't go to bed angry is terrible. Terrible advice. There, I said it. If I'm pissed at my husband, then I have zero interest in trying to work it out with him when I'm mad. The only thing that does is allow me to say something I'm going to regret. People need to learn how to sleep on it, take some time, and talk about it when they're ready. There, I said it. Okay, Cynthia. We love that.
Fair enough.
I don't know who this person is, but I couldn't agree more. Getting a tattoo on your body that is dedicated to a significant other, it's not it. There, I said it. It's not it. I've seen some bad tattoos on some really bad biceps. That's supposed to be your kid? Oh, my God. That looks nothing like them. I thought it was a dying calf.
I don't think they're sticking their neck out that far for that take. I think it's not. I think we're all in lockstep that it's not it.
Well, what
it
about the people?
It never has been. Eh. It never will be.
What about the people who have the tattoos?
Again, blind to the fact that of their own want. You know what I mean? Of, oh, well, I have 75 other tattoos. Why not get one for Mima? No, thanks.
Mimi and Pee-Pee. So important to remember them.
Mine for today is this. I love Valentine's Day. Even when I was single, I loved Valentine's Day. Because I have so many people in my life that I love that I can celebrate. You don't need to be in a relationship to celebrate Valentine's Day. And I think the people who are bitter and pissed and angry about Valentine's Day because you're single, you're weird. Find other things to love. There, I said it.
Damn.
You don't need a man or a woman to make you feel whole. And if you are in that spot, seek therapy. There, I said it.
Damn.
I don't care.
Yeah, we know that. We know you don't care. You haven't cared for a very long time. Elena says, I will never understand why so many men are so into sports. It's so boring. There, I said it. You know why? Because some women just can't handle how simple some men are. Just sitting there, not saying anything, staring at a TV in silence, and actually being happy bothers some people, like Elena. Elena is not marriage material. There, I said it. All right. Speaking of sports, looking for caller 8 right now to win a family 4-pack to go see the Harlem Globetrotters on February 8th at Blue Cross Arena. We have your chance to win them. Before you can buy them, tickets are going on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Looking for caller 8 right now. Good luck. It's PXY.